This week on Balls, 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 Adam has a job interview. We eat some french fries and hack athletes' email addresses.
1, 16, 10, 45.
All right. Welcome to Balls, Balls, Balls. It's a podcast about sports and other things. Blake, how are you doing this week, buddy?
Dude, I'm doing so good.
Yeah?
It's been unreal. How great this week has been.
I love your monotonastic enthusiasm.
Monotonastic or monotonacity?
Monotonacity. So it's a very enthusiastic monotonism.
Hey, I mean, I get the job done.
You do get the job done. We've always said that about you. Adam, you're texting right now a woman in India. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Adam is texting a woman in India that he met.
It's a mail order bride.
He met on India... Igniter.com.
You alliterate like no one else can.
How's she doing?
Good. She's home in 2 weeks. The rest...
So you mean your purchase is going through in 2 weeks and she's coming to the U.S. to be your bride?
Yeah, she's got to make it through customs. They're cutting her open.
Yeah, he's mailing in a cashier's check, so...
Yeah, they have to make sure it clears first before they send the bride.
I can't blame them. You know, that's tricky business.
It is tricky business.
But she went for 6 weeks total. She went with two other people, and there are, like, six other people who are joining them for 2 weeks, and they just got there today.
2 weeks straight?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
2 weeks of straight guys.
Well, let's start out on a positive note this week. Talk about our victories of the week. I think I want to go first.
Justin, what was your victory of the week?
Thank you for asking, Adam. I appreciate it. One was we got Adam to join our clan in Clash of Clans. And we also have Noah here, who is known as Haon.
Noah backwards.
Noah backwards. That's his username on Clash of Clans.
Smash it.
We are officially in our own clan at this point.
Yeah, so any listener that wants to join, we're called Dungeon Life, spelled with a Y.
Dungeon space life, L-Y-F-E.
We live the dungeon life.
Represent.
You guys should be aware, we did just lose our first war.
We did lose our first war.
19-28.
Let's just go ahead and say... We started off on a slow note, but we'll get there.
You know, we're gonna go in this week, make the corrections, look at the film, see what we did wrong.
Well, I mean, the clearest thing I see that we did wrong was my first attack.
You got 5%.
Me and Justin
were literally
about
sitting at work making fun of you.
How you didn't destroy anything and like, oh wow, we just really feel bad for this guy. Let's give him 5% for trying.
I figured you guys were watching it because I texted Justin saying, hey, send me some archers, like donate them to my clan castle, and then Blake did it. So I was like, yeah, they're definitely talking about this.
And then instantly we watched nothing happen. You just got destroyed.
I went with no archers and... everything was in the air.
Oh, man. Noah, I don't even think you attacked in the war, did you?
I did, and I got 20%.
Good job. That's an improvement over what we saw from Adam in his first attack. My other victory of the week is I was blown away by an amazing Russian pop artist named Vitas.
And he showed me some of this.
If you haven't heard of Vitas... You just need to look him up. V I T A S.
Noah, were you here when we saw Vitas?
I was. He was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
There's so much more than what I showed you.
Yeah, that was just the beginning.
It's a whole
Vitas
world.
Is a never-ending trail of YouTube videos that you will never stop watching. But Blake, what's your victory of the week?
Let's go to Noah first.
Noah.
My victory of the week would be my haircut. I had my hair not cut for about 7 months. And yeah. then decided to cut it all off.
That's it was winging out, like, hard on the side.
It's a strong victory.
Yeah.
Victorious.
Did you tip your hairstylist?
Victorious. I tipped his hairstylist.
Nice.
What is your life?
I'm not really sure.
Did you really tip her?
Yeah, you're supposed to tip when you give haircuts.
Yeah.
I tip a standard $5. Is that enough?
Yeah, that's typically what I do.
Where'd you guys go to?
Like four. We went to Sports Clips.
First time there for me.
The male stylist.
But he didn't give him the MVP.
Wow.
He didn't get the rag on his face. What's that about?
I finally started. Okay, so we go to Sports Clips. It's a haircut place for men, and you can get different levels. The highest being the MVP, which on your first time they give you for free, where they like give you a back massage and massage your temples and put a hot towel on your face, and it's awful. It is the worst thing.
Apparently,
don't even ask you either. You just sit down and like, here's a flaming hot towel to lay on your face, and I'm gonna massage you down.
It's oh god, I hate it so much. So finally, like in preparation for it, because if I want to get my hair washed, then they're gonna do the temple massage and they're gonna do the steam towel. So I started being like, listen, I want to get, you know, my hair washed and everything, but we don't need to play this game, all right? You don't, no towels.
You guys need,
you don't need to massage me.
You guys need to drop that place and go to Salon Rouge.
They have a middle quality, there's like
middle quality, regular.
Some, like,
it's whatever.
The triple play.
Triple play.
And that's what gets you the wash.
Gotcha.
But then it gets you the massage. It just, it, so.
What are these names?
It's all women that work
Sports
there.
Clips, bro.
It's all women. They, it's like a sports place. You watch sports. Everything's decorated
Is it like the first haircut, the regular is like the first down, and then there's the
first
triple
down,
play.
That's what it's called.
And then there's the
MVP. That's what they say when they cut, they pull one hair out
first
and they
down.
Cut it, and they say, that's the first down.
And then they cut the rest of your hair. Oh, God.
They didn't say that for me.
They don't do that. No. Keep that in mind.
Blake, do you have your victory of the week?
Similar victories. I mean, getting my hairs cut and...
you look pretty fresh.
Starting that clan is...
The clan was a big deal.
Highlights of my week for sure.
We have a pretty tight-knit clan.
It can only go uphill from
here.
Yeah. So.
Adam, what's your victory?
I really thought... Oh, yeah, I had a phone interview for a new job, and I have... Blake's face while I was saying that was perfect. You guys will see it when the episode comes out.
Yeah.
My face.
I have another interview on Monday. I had two people that work there give really good references for me, so...
So there's a good chance he's not going to get it.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So does that mean, like, the end of your Uber days, or...
I barely Uber at all.
I'm going to start requesting Uber rides and hope that you show up. I'm going to have you Uber me from home to work every day.
Sure.
And then have you pick me up after work and at lunch.
It's just, I hate traffic and I hate drunk people.
I will pay for the Uber services, but you have to buy me lunch.
Oh. Well, I'm going to leave the clock running.
That's fine.
I charge you per minute.
Yeah, that's good.
Per minute.
I eat really quickly, though, so that's fine.
We have a new segment called We Hacked That Athlete's Email Address.
Wow, you did it.
It's a very easy segment to say. Everyone will remember.
We Hacked That Athlete's Email Address.
Address or account?
Account, address, just address.
Are you saying hacked or have?
Hacked.
Hacked.
We hacked into it. That's how we know what.
Yeah, you hack an account, not an address.
We did both of them. So, premise of this is that, you run across these email addresses, and sometimes it'll be, like, a grown adult, and there's, let's say it'll be, like, oh, DJAceInTheHole62@gmail.com.
Is he a golfer?
No. Yeah, he's a golfer. And you're just wondering, like, why would this be your email address? You know, this isn't something you'd want to put on a resume. So we thought, hey, let's think of email addresses for some athletes that might that they might have in their personal life that they wouldn't typically share with people. But I'm just going to get this started.
So let's just give them. So all of us have written down different email addresses for professional athletes that we know they use. And we're going to draw them out of the hat and see the person who draws it can figure out whose email address it is.
All right, I'm drawing one right now. What is this? jctwitch06@doucherlive.com.
There's no... We all know who this is immediately.
I don't know who this... Oh, okay! Jay Cutler.
Starting it off on a good note.
Jay Cutler. jctwitch06@doucherlive.com.
Blake's so favorite quality in Jay Cutler is that he twitches.
So Jay Cutler's twitch number 06 at doucherlive.com.
He was like, man, what's a good free email service I can use?
Doucherlive. I've heard they have quality emails. It comes up
Google, Yahoo, if you're Jay Cutler.
Yeah, doucherlive. All right. So I got one here. It's called... the answer at the one. The answer at the one dot the.
Is it LeBron James?
The answer? I was gonna say.
Charlie Whitehurst?
Charlie Whitehurst?
No! It's gotta be Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
I wrote that one.
Nick Foles is the answer, always.
I can't remember all of your guys' nicknames.
Dude.
That was definitely
I can't believe you mentioned Charlie Wires, though. Wait for it.
I tried to come up with one, but I couldn't.
Oh, dang it, I forgot. John David Booty. JDB9.
Alright, Noah's got one here.
the_best@gmail.com.
the_best@gmail.com.
Think it through.
The best. Oh, I know who this
Richard
is.
Richard Sherman.
No. Who's the best? What happened last episode? I'm gonna go ahead and guess it's probably Jamal Charles.
Yeah, it's Richard Sherman.
Oh, really?
He's on the best! I'm going off real life here.
Dude, the best.
The realest.
Alright, what do we got?
What? It has their name in it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Some of them...
Just read it, and then we'll have to guess.
Okay. It starts Kobe _ Lane Bryant Lover at Juno.com.
Kobe Lane Bryant Lover.
Kobe Lane Bryant Lover.
Ron, you have to move.
Next one on the chopping
block. Next one. Okay, this is too easy. Sanchez101@thesolution.com.
At the solution. Nick Foles was the answer. Sanchez was the solution. They go hand in hand. We get it.
For his audience.
Oh, Mark Sanchez.
Okay, I don't know what this one is. It's why not at superkicks.org.
Is it Emmanuel Sanders?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
I'll just tell you, he's not a football player.
And it's not John David Booty, man. So he had the sickest kicks we created on the basketball game.
Well, I actually went JDB9. I based this one off of real life.
Why not at superkicks.org?
Who is it?
Russell Westbrook, because his shoe's named Why Not. Oh, wow, this is a long one. Slip on a nickel 40 at... xmaddencoverathlete.gov.
Is that supposed to be LeSean McCoy?
It's a play on LeSean McCoy, but Listen to the rest. 40 at what?
xmaddencoverathlete.gov.
Peyton Hillis?
Hell yeah. He's the least guy, he's the least athletic guy I could think
of. Let's just read it one more time. Slip on a nickel 40 at xmaddencoverathlete.gov. It's a government.
It's a government agency.
Sector. Oh my god.
Alright, Justin knows this one. Because I told him. It's a_forehead_orange@gmail.com.
a_forehead_orange?
So say it, a forehead orange.
A forehead orange.
Instead of a clockwork orange. No, come on. That's a good guess, but come on.
I was thinking Andy Dalton.
Imagine when this person...
I'm going to assume Peyton Manning.
There you go. When he takes
off
his helmet.
Simply because of headache. All right. Oh, okay. It's like...
And it's always like that pink, red, orange mark, like right in the middle of his face.
I just didn't get the orange part, but that makes more sense.
It's a play on clockwork orange.
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, this is one of mine.
That's why it's typed.
Okay, here you go. This is a good one. It's the real Matthew Dellavedova at MatthewDellavedova.com.
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
No.
Shumpert.
No, it's Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah, of course.
He just missed
Matthew Dellavedova was already taken.
Was already taken.
So he had to be the real verified Matthew Dellavedova.
Does he have the blue check?
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
No.
Titans_Jesus12 at doppelgangersrus.org.
Charlie Whitehurst.
So Titans, and he's a doppelganger of Jesus. That's why Titans. He went to doppelgangersrs.org to create his email address.
Oh, that was beautiful, Blake.
Charlie Whitehurst. Can't believe you guys said that previously. That's insane.
Santa Claus at twitch.gov.
Because of the Twitch, I gotta go with. Huh.
Is it Jay Cutler again?
It is Jay Cutler.
Because he's from Santa Claus, Indiana.
Santa Claus, Indiana. The Twitch. I can't believe it's been repeated at this point. That must have been yours then, right?
Yeah.
That's me and Noah's go-to on Jay Cutler.
We have plenty more, guys.
Don't worry.
We've only just begun.
This one is derpman at gmail.com.
Andy Dalton?
No.
Derpman?
Who is the derpiest player?
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning.
I was going to say Joe Flacco.
That's
so
a good guess.
You put the two Manning brothers?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I got one here.
I don't really care about the Mannings, but it just happened.
Adam, listen to this.
Come on. Kid Rock rocks with an X at whiteplayersonly.com/Eagles.
I mean, that's not beautiful.
Read it again.
Kid Rock rocks with an X at whiteplayersonly.com/Eagles. This is obviously Riley Cooper.
It's definitely Riley Cooper.
Oh, I was thinking Sam Bradford. So.
No!
What?
I was between Cooper and
Riley
Chip
Cooper
Kelly.
Was at the, like country concert when he said, like...
The N-word.
I hate the N-word. Like,
that's he said, I hate the N-word.
Yeah, he
never used it.
He was being anti-racist.
Yeah. At white people only. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
White players only?
Gotta go with the moped.
0TDs82 at brickhands.com.
0TDs82 at brickhands.com. Can only imagine who this is.
Next.
Top five quarterback he's playing with now.
Dwayne Bowe.
Blake, I want you to get this one immediately.
I probably won't.
SorryReceiver@gmail.com.
Sorry Receiver?
Yeah.
Michael Crabtree.
Boom.
Dang it. I didn't get that one right away. Like when
you didn't get that at all.
Okay. Pick six your mom at hotmail.com.
Matt Schaub.
Pick six your mom?
Yeah.
Is it Matt Schaub?
No. Come on, guys. Who is it?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Jay Cutler.
Oh, okay.
Pick six.
Pick six is like Matt Schaub's dude who like won eight games in a row or some BS. Man.
He cares.
All right.
I'd definitely say of the Jay Cutlers, mine had to be the best.
I like pick six your mom.
Pick six your mom's okay.
Cleveland Hairplugs fan at gmail.com.
Cleveland Hairplugs fan. LeBron the King James.
Queen James.
Did you get that one, Noah?
No, I wrote that one.
No, I said, do you get that one?
Oh, I didn't hear it.
He got hairlines.
He got hairlines.
He got hairlines.
Okay. Humpty Dumpty for real at hotmail.com.
Sam Bradford.
That's a good guess, but it's a basketball player.
Humpty Dumpty.
For real.
Blake Griffin.
For real.
That's a good guess, but it's not him. Chicago.
Oh, Derrick Rose.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was trying to think what
Tom Thibodeau would also make sense because he looks like an it.
Did you write this?
I wrote that.
What is this?
15.
Okay, so it's 15 sec dot
seconds.
Tit punch dot slay.
15 sec
dot tit punch dot slay.
That's not even an email. There's not even an app.
Oh, crap.
15.titpunch.slay.
That was a fast one.
What does it mean?
It's for Ronda Rousey because I was shouting her out for tonight's fight.
Okay.
She won in 15 seconds, and the first thing that came to my head is when she was beating that girl.
Oh, my God. Good job, everybody.
Good segment, boys. Please feel free to email any of those athletes if you have any specific questions for them.
Yeah, they would love to hear from you.
You can also feel free to tell us the email addresses that you hacked.
Whose email did you hack? Let us know.
Let's retry that. Also, feel free to tweet at us with the email addresses that you've hacked.
Yeah, that works. Чередой, пусть собираются все. All right, well, we got a new fun segment today.
Justin, you're not allowed to talk
yet. Yeah, I am. Go ahead, Adam.
We're doing a new segment today. It's called What's in My Mouth.
What's in my mouth?
One more time.
What's in my mouth? Oh, we might need to auto-tune that.
Yeah, just auto-tune.
Okay.
What's in my mouth?
It'll sound good.
So we've got French fries from five different restaurants.
From Five Guys?
I chose all national places.
Okay.
So there's no Evil Check or something like that that our listening audience
would know. Are they places we've all been for certain?
I mean, if you've grown up in America and lived in poverty like us, then yes.
You
Adam never lived in poverty, though. God. And I'm not certain that you guys ever did. If you've grown up and lived in poverty like me.
Yes, my mom. Never.
Love this conversation.
Anyways.
All right. So, I bought all the fries. I know what we got here.
You'll get reimbursed by the Balls account.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I put it on the Balls card.
Okay,
we're
good.
Not going to be able to see the fries before we eat them.
So, and they also don't know where the fries are from.
We have no idea.
So this is totally blind.
Simply based off taste.
Choices.
I'm going to... I'm just not even... Okay, I'll do my hat over my eyes.
All right.
There we go.
We're ready for our first fry.
Is he going to put it in my hand, or are you just going to put
I'll put it in your hand.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I want you to feed me the fry, Adam.
You want to be fed the fry?
Let me know when we're ready to go.
I'm ready.
Fry for you. All right. Go for it.
I think I know these right off the bat. I can get this one right off the bat.
Burger King.
I'll go Burger King.
I think it's gotta be.
That is the BK.
Boom!
Wow. It's gonna be easier than I thought.
This one I'm putting straight into everyone's mouth.
It's McDonald's then.
Justin, coming at you.
Choked on my water.
Blake's got a mouthful right now.
Huh.
Now this is an interesting one.
It's coming in here.
But, I like the texture.
It's not your regular type of fry.
Not
it's got
your regular.
Flavor.
It's got flavor, and it also has a certain curl to it, if you will.
Go ahead and say Arby's.
Arby's. What did you say? Wait, did you say wings?
I said wings.
Wings does have curly fries.
They
so
do have the same fries.
But the flavor of these were definitely Arby's. Mm-hmm.
That's on the money. We got Arby's.
Wow, two for two.
I don't like Arby's fries, so I don't really ever eat them.
All right, these are coming in your guys' hands here. Wrong hand, Justin.
Familiar taste.
This one's a little more difficult for me.
Nah, I got this one right off the bat. I'm a French fry connoisseur. Go ahead, Blake. What are you tasting here?
I would have guessed Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
McDonald's.
McDonald's? Yeah, it's definitely McDonald's. Just by the sourness of the potato.
It tasted too big. Like, mine was thick.
The skinniness of the product.
Yeah. Was it McDonald's?
That's definitely McDonald's.
It's definitely not McDonald's.
What?
It also was not whatever it Wendy's? Said.
Wendy's?
Dairy Queen.
It was not Dairy Queen.
Wasn't Dairy Queen?
Is it Wendy's?
Hold on. What are other fast food restaurants? What are we missing?
Taco Bell?
A&W.
You really think I'd have gone to A&W?
Is there even one open around
here? So we haven't said what it is?
Well, you guys have to come to a consensus.
I think it's McDonald's, but...
Wendy's.
What did you think, Noah?
Oh, I thought it was McDonald's, but then I said Wendy's.
We're on the money with Wendy's.
Oh my god.
I've had Wendy's fries maybe like twice in my life, so that was kind of different.
That did not taste like Wendy's. I guess, it's skewed because every time I've eaten Wendy's fries, I'm usually dipping it in the Frosty. Mm. You know what I mean? So I don't.
Should have added that.
Yeah. Tough. Yeah.
All right, Justin.
What number is this? Four?
We're on number four, Z's.
Okay. Oh.
Lean towards me.
Me?
Yeah, there you go. Right in there. Mm-hmm.
What are these?
These are French fries.
Oh, is that what these are?
They are French fries.
Okay. These are not Chick-fil-A.
We've got one Chick-fil-A on the table.
Chick-fil-A has waffle fries.
Yeah, but mine tastes and kind of felt like a waffle fry. Like, not a full waffle fry.
Like, maybe I cut them.
Okay, yeah. This is a curveball. Is it Penguin Point?
No.
Dang.
Man,
remember, we're no local restaurants.
Oh, okay. I guess they're local.
It tastes almost like a tater tot to me. That was strange.
Would you like another fry?
Yeah,
give me another fry.
I can put this one in your guys' hand if
you
want.
No. Mouth only, please. okay.
God, I feel so straight right now.
Yeah, those aren't. All right, that's like, not Chick-fil-A.
Open wide.
No, yeah, it's definitely not too quiet.
What?
I've never had these.
You're gonna say it, and we're all gonna be like, "Oh, I've been there 1,000 times." These are also Burger King's fresh cut fries.
No.
Dang it.
These have like waves in them. It kind of feels like.
So, what kind of fries would those be?
I'm trying to think. I can't think of a place that has those.
Penguin Point has them.
It's three words, not the restaurant. The name of the fries, CCF. It's the abbreviation.
I've never had them, so I don't know.
CCF.
Cold cut fries?
Yeah. Cold cut fries, yeah.
It is cut fries, though.
Curly cut fries?
No.
Chick-fil-A cut fries?
Oh, so close. But not even.
Culver's!
It is Culver's.
Culver's! Oh, that makes so much sense.
Oh my gosh. I've
never had their fries.
Adam, you used to work there, didn't you?
I did work at Culver's. It was awful.
Wow. That's why only you would have thought. That makes so much sense. Can't believe that.
They were crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle cut.
Man.
All right. We've got
I enjoyed those, though. I would be willing to try Culver's.
Don't worry. We don't have any more fries, so I gave the entire thing to Blake. Here you go. Giving you guys both two on this one. They're from the same place.
In my mouth.
We'll go in the mouth.
I'm just now realizing that Adam probably hasn't washed his hands today.
That's no big deal.
And
that's not important.
I won't say anything.
Let me lick the sauce off your hands on this one.
Which sauce?
I said the salt.
It's definitely not McDonald's.
Uh-uh.
They're too good.
Too good.
Of
all of the fries that we have here, I call these my least favorite.
These are Dairy Queen. These are definitely Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. Where do we fall on that?
DQ.
Blake?
I don't know. They're a little... Dairy Queen's fries fall apart.
Yeah, those are Dairy Queen's.
This is definitely Dairy Queen.
Those are Dairy Queen fries.
Yes! Oh. I worked at Dairy Queen for a year.
Wow.
You know, we have a lot in common.
Congratulations, team.
Are those the final fries?
Really surprised McDonald's.
We were four for five.
McDonald's seemed too easy.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think I was thinking McDonald's the whole time, like, waiting for that, and that's how you got us on that.
You should have went Burger King next to those last ones, because those are the most, like, comparable.
Similar fries, yeah.
Yeah, so.
If I had McDonald's, I would have done them next.
You should have got, like, the two separate, because they had Burger King Fresh Cut and then the Burger King Regular.
I didn't even know that.
The curveballs.
I just want you guys to know, too, Ron was walking all over that the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
Good job, Ron.
He's trying to get to our next segment.
So
he's
cute.
So excited about it.
Ron is so excited about our next segment. Ron... Go ahead and introduce the next segment.
Let him know.
Go ahead, buddy.
Ron, do you want food?
Yeah, he wants food.
We just want... I wanted one meow from him. Meow.
That was good, guys. Let's move on to a little football talk. We're working our way through the divisions, and this week we're going with the AFC South, the worst division in football. And I got a few buy or sell questions to start us off with. Buy or sell, the Colts will have the number one offense in the league.
In the division or the league?
In the league. And this is mocking Colts fans. I'm asking this question in a mocking way.
Okay, so sell.
Why are you... Well, it's not like a right or wrong, so do you agree with that or no?
I'm selling. I think they're going to have a not great year.
It seems like everyone's talking about the Colts that have a good year.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, definitely Super Bowl contenders.
Because they have like 20 wide receivers. Like,
because every single year they've been... They've improved one round.
One round, yeah. It's like first year they lost. Supposed
to lose the Super Bowl. Yeah. Next year they'll be golden.
Yeah, next year they'll win the Super Bowl, not this year.
I'm definitely going to sell that. As far as the number one offense in the entire league, I don't think it can happen. So, I mean, they have... Pick up Frank Gore, and a lot of people are saying he's going to have his best year, could have one of his best years with the Colts. It's not true. The Colts have a bad offensive line. That's why nobody else was able to run behind them. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of they have a lack of talent at running back. It's a matter of they can't block.
And I'm not going to say that the 49ers had an excellent offensive line, but they had one of the better linemen.
Yeah, quite a few Pro Bowlers on their offensive line. I can't name an offensive lineman on the Colts.
It's not like he's going to have the best season of his...
Hermanis.
Hermanis.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Hermanis.
Yeah.
Hermanis.
Hermanis.
He's a weird mixture.
He got traded from the Eagles because he's not white.
That's true. Hermanis.
Kelly thought his name was Hermanis, and he was like, just get rid of him.
Get rid of him.
We don't want this guy.
We don't want him. This is white players.
So wait, who's going to have the number one offense then?
Probably the Packers.
Packers is a good answer.
Buy or sell. Blake Bortles is the franchise QB for the Jags.
Based on, like, do you think he's going to be a solid franchise quarterback?
Is he going to become
a top 10 quarterback?
Is he going to be better than Andy Dalton?
That's who I was going to compare him to, actually. Yeah, I don't think he'll be as good as Andy Dalton, but I think he'll be around.
So he's going to really suck then.
Yeah. I would... I'm going to buy it. I think he hasn't had a ton of time to even really get used to the position. He's definitely a raw talent, and I think he has the ability to make plays, and I think they have some pretty solid receivers around him now, all really young.
Good mismatch.
The biggest thing is, can they establish any sort of running game to help him out? So
yeah,
I think he definitely has potential to be a solid starter.
He reminds me of, like, Flacco. Like, I think that was... That will probably be his ceiling. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, obviously Flacco won a Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, if he can just make maybe some better decisions than Flacco, like as far as... But I think he's got the arm talent, and he's tall. Like, he's like, he can stand in the pocket.
Well, it's like I said, I think he's going to be a solid starter that is going to be worth franchise quarterback money, it seems to be.
Yeah.
If you're a solid starter, you're getting franchise quarterback money. Yeah. So.
Can you throw at least 18 touchdowns in a season?
Right.
Okay, here's $20 million.
Right. You get yourself that 5-year, $96 million or whatever that everyone gets.
Yeah.
Did you buy or sell?
I'd sell it.
Just because it's the Jags.
Has the talent.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Blake Bortles to really be confident in saying he's going to be a franchise quarterback. At the same time, there's just been so much turmoil within the Jaguars that I don't think any rookie that they bring into there and try to build within that system is going to be wildly successful. They don't necessarily have the coaching staff. They don't have the experienced players on the roster to help with that.
I just can't imagine
them really building a star.
If you can stick with Gus Bradley and allow something to get established and stay with the same coaches for a while, let this kid learn, because that's what he needs. He doesn't have... Yeah, a lot of experience doing it. You need to keep him in the same system.
RG3.
And switch his offense every 2 years. Yeah. it's going to ruin and we won't be able to do anything.
I agree. I really think that they could build something down there,
I would say there's still quite a few years.
Their best bet would have been in bringing someone who'd been in the league for 4 years or so, like trying to get Nick Foles or Sam Bradford or Mark Sanchez or.
Well, Nick Foles wasn't available then. Yeah. At that time.
That's true. I mean, it was long ago. Yeah. But just someone who has some experience and can sort of be like, this is what things have happened on a team that's won games.
Yeah, you know? They could have potentially got someone like Sanchez in there. Or even Michael Vick. Heck, why not? Why not?
If you're the Jaguars, you don't have any sort of fan base, why don't you try bringing a splash player? Yeah. I never understood why they didn't try signing Tim Tebow.
I haven't even heard that they worked him out ever. Either.
Yeah, at least get fans to your stadium, because it's going to do that. Like,
if I was in Jacksonville during football season, like just by chance, I would go to a game. 100%.
Because it's like $9 for a ticket.
Yeah, and then you could just dope stadium.
Yeah, they have that pool section.
Which we wouldn't be in. But.
Yeah, obviously.
And they have like the giant like curved jumbotron.
That's cool.
I don't know, it looks cool.
I believe it. I'd like to go to any NFL stadium. Yeah, me too. Except for
Oakland. It's garbage. Anyway, buy or sell. The Texans will lose 12 games, but J.J. Watt will still be the most popular player in the world.
So are we first selling that they're going to win or lose 12 games, and then after that also? Like, is it one and one?
It's one total thing.
Okay, sell. I don't think they're losing 12 games.
Yeah, I can't see them losing 12 games. They won, what, 8 games last year with the same quarterback problems.
They had, for the most part, Fitzpatrick last year.
Yeah. I would put them probably around the same places because their defense didn't really lose any
players. Let's rephrase the question. The Texans will continue to be an average team, but J.J. Watt will still be the most popular player in the world.
Bye. Because J.J. Watt is white and everyone loves his ass so much.
Is he the most popular player in the NFL? I think Rob Gronkowski or Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I would say so.
I can't get on Twitter ever without
J.J. Watt did this thing. He's the Taylor Swift of the NFL.
I don't know. I think Rob Gronkowski is going to be more popular than J.J. Watt. Just that dude, he gets away with everything and anything that no other player could get away with.
He's a different kind of popular. Like, he's the party boy, and so he definitely gets popularity. But in terms of, like, everyone else in the world, they're like, J.J. Watt just seems like a nice guy. Like how Peyton Manning was so popular over Tom Brady.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good answers. Buy or sell.
I hate him.
The Titans push the Colts this year and fight for a playoff spot.
So.
Why?
I don't think that the Titans are going to be good.
Why?
I don't see wide receiver talent. I don't see running back talent, quarterback talent, or defensive talent. So.
Okay.
Essentially.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this question.
A team devoid of talent.
Let me ask you this question. Could you compare the 2012 Redskins to the 2015 Titans? There wasn't very much
talent.
I don't
know enough about.
There wasn't much. You had a rookie quarterback. You had a rookie running back. You had, I think they had a new head coach at the time.
Was that coach Mike Shanahan?
Yeah, he wasn't a rookie coach.
Oh, he wasn't a rookie coach. But the Titans have, what's his name? Wisenhunt, who has been to the Super Bowl.
Wisenhunt, who has ruined quarterbacks before.
He also coached Kurt Warner. But that's another topic. So I'm looking at it from a perspective of, like, look, RG3 came in the league. Obviously, him and Mariota have different skill sets, but I look at them as a similar type of, like, college quarterback that have a lot of talent in different areas. And I think that, you know, they can use that in the first year to really set up a different game plan that, you know, teams haven't seen before.
Before you have tape on this guy, here's a good chance for him to get off on a good start
and really let him like do what he does well and, you know, win some games. I'm not saying they're going to win a ton of like 12 or 13 games, but, you know, 9 games, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think their defense, or not their defense, their receivers have pretty solid talent. I'd be okay with.
They have some good
Kendall Wright's really good.
They have Delanie Walker.
Delanie Walker's a tight end. He's good. Who's that guy? Hunter. Is it Kendall?
Yeah, Kendall Hunter.
No.
Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter.
Yeah. That guy is like might not even be starting, and they got Doriel Green Beckham. I don't know if he's gonna play just because he's such a raw talent, but he has the ability to be a good player in the NFL. So things fall right, they could win games.
By EGB still.
Bishop Sankey wasn't very good last year as a rookie, but they got that dude from Minnesota who's supposed to like compete for a job at running backs.
So. What do you think though? By yourself.
Asiata? Ben Tate.
Huh? No, Minnesota, the college, the rookie.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of his name.
What do you think, Blake? Buy or sell?
I'm still going to sell it. I don't think they're going to push the Colts for the division, but I do think they'll win more games than they won last year.
So they're going to win more than two games?
Yeah, I think they'll probably win around six or seven games.
I'm going to bet that they win eight games, but let's go ahead and rank the division. Who do you think finishes in first? And like,
who do you got? No.
For that division?
Yeah, so you got the Colts,
Titans, Texans, Jaguars, and Jags.
Texans. Obviously, the Colts are going to do the best in that division.
No. Who's your second place team?
Texans or the Titans.
And then you're picking Jags last.
Yeah.
I take the Texans over the Titans all day long.
Blake, what do you think?
Yeah, I got Colts, Texans, Titans, Jaguars last.
I'm shaking things up a little bit. I've been thinking about it. I think the Colts win the division. I think the Titans win eight or nine games, and I see the Texans faltering a little bit this year.
I'd like to go ahead and mark this one down as one of our preseason little bets here.
Yeah. No, I would definitely pick the Titans over the Texans at this point.
If the Titans have the first pick next year, I would be 0% surprised.
Really? Mm-hmm. I will take that wager. I will say the Texans pick way before the Titans do next year. At least five spots.
Okay.
And let's mark that down.
I would say that the Texans probably pick about minimally 10 spots after.
Minimally 10. So you're... Okay.
I'm not saying
look at this year. It was number 2 to number, like, 16. And I don't see those numbers changing drastically.
I don't know. We'll see. I think when you're looking at it, the Titans have a chance to have improved their team a lot, where the Texans have basically stayed the same team. So I don't think the Texans are going to drastically drop off. But I do think, hey, the Titans do have a chance to either boost way up or continue to suck. So again, it's more of a boom or bust thing.
I'm going with boom.
So we'll find out. What's next?
That's all I have.
Excited for volleyball tomorrow or what?
I'm excited.
I was just going to say we should try and play earlier sometimes so it's not as hot, but if you guys will be in church, never mind.
No, it's better when you play when it's hot outside.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense.
Play at one.
I'm just going to read one of these one more time. Kid Rock Rocks at whiteplayersonly.com/Eagles.
Kid Rock Rocks.
Email that, please.
Rox, it's ROX.
Rox is ROX.
It's probably Justin's.
It's my real email address.
Your phone's gonna blow up. I over the
invented
next
whiteplayersonly.com.
/Eagles.
/Eagles.
Well, no, I mean, every team has their own. It's just backslash.
Yeah.
Whichever team.
Backslash Chiefs.
This was just the Eagles.
/
this
Titans.
I want to read all of mine. I thought mine were pretty creative.
I thought Pick Six Your Mom.
Dude, I like this one a lot. Slip on a nickel 40. That's so funny.
What was your guys' favorite fry?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Favorite fry?
I like the Culver's one.
For what reason?
The,
I thought it was maybe a little bit too much potato in that.
I don't know, I just like the amount
based,
of salt was nice.
They're based off of potatoes.
French fries?
No.
French fries are potatoes.
So what? That's what I'm saying.
I was like, it was, I don't know, like it's too thick.
You say there's too much potato in there.
I'm saying it's too thick, like it was a big fry. I didn't like how much of a fry it was. That's why I like McDonald's. They're skinny and you just eat the entire container in one bite.
We'd like to thank Clash of Clans for providing us with hours of entertainment. The AFC South for still sucking. Uber for providing Adam with a little bit of work in the meantime.
They won't stop texting me.
They won't stop texting. Red Bag Records. Red Bag Records. We'd like to thank Krispy Kreme because we used a Krispy Kreme hat to draw the email addresses out of.
Thank you, Krispy Kreme.
Thank you, even though your donuts are not good.
But we still choose to eat.
We still choose to eat many of them. So.